morning. This is Father Mark over at Christ the Redeemer Catholic Church sharing with you our podcast from Monday, April the 16th, 2018. And this past weekend, we kicked off a new series at Christ the Redeemer entitled Choosing to Choose, a series designed to help us sustain the momentum that so many of us had in our spiritual lives during Lent. Oftentimes what happens about this time, the third week of Easter, is we can look back at Lent and wonder what happened to the momentum that we had in our spiritual life. For many of us, for most Catholics, Lent is probably the time where we feel closest to God. And yet, as Easter unfolds and as we find ourselves beginning to distance ourselves from Lent, we often wonder what happened to our relationship with God or that feeling that we had inside that God was close to us. And so we started a new series called Choosing to Choose, designed to help us sustain our relationship with Jesus Christ. And we talked about choosing to choose and making decisions. And today, I want to outline for us maybe what we can learn in the natural world that can help us appreciate how to choose to choose in our spiritual life. If you look at marriage, couples who sustain a healthy marriage don't just say, I do to each other on the day of their wedding. They say, I do every day. To make a decision in marriage, you don't just do that on the day of the wedding. You don't just do that once for the rest of your life. You have to do that every day. You have to choose to choose. Our decisions that we make for the other need to be made on a daily basis if we're going to stay in a relationship with the person that we're committing to. And if that's true in marriage, or if that's true in any relationship in our earthly life, the same is true in our relationship with Jesus Christ. We have to, on a daily basis, make decisions. We have to choose to choose every day if we're going to live in a committed relationship with Jesus Christ. Here's something that you might do today, practically speaking, to help you begin to cultivate a habit, the virtue of choosing to choose on a daily basis. I would encourage you to set your alarm at three moments of the day. Perhaps it's early in the morning, maybe another alarm somewhere around midday, and then maybe whenever you get home from work or before the evening starts. Let's say perhaps you set your alarm for 6, 12, and 6, or something that is in the rhythm of your daily life. But set the alarm on your phone three times, and as it goes off, just ask yourself, where are you in living a committed relationship with Jesus Christ at that point in the day? And then just make a decision to just follow him for the next time until your alarm is set. Break up the day in three sections and choose to choose three times every day so that making a decision for God becomes more of a rhythm in our life and easier for us. Come on back tomorrow as we talk about three things that make it difficult for us to live in a commitment or in a committed to relationship with Jesus Christ. And until we see you tomorrow, God bless.